Sphinx and her riddle.
Have you ever heard about monster stories? In ancient Egypt, there was a mythological monster called the Sphinx. A Sphinx looked like a lion with a human head. Usually, ancient Egyptians would put the figures of Sphinx in front of temples or royal tombs in order to keep away evil spirits. However, in Greek mythology, Sphinx was a monster that brought bad luck and destruction to people. It looked like a woman with the body of a lion, the wings of an eagle, and a snake-like tail. She asked people who passed by her a riddle, and would eat whoever failed to answer the question right. When a hero named Oedipus finally solved the riddle, Sphinx killed herself and died.
你曾经听过怪兽的故事吗？在古埃及神话里，有一种被称为 Sphinx 的怪兽。这种怪兽长得就像有着人面的狮子。通常古埃及人为了防止恶灵入侵，会将人面狮身兽的塑像摆放在神殿或是王室陵墓之前。不过希腊神话里的人面狮身兽却会为人们带来坏运和毁灭。人面狮身兽的模样宛如一个有着狮身、鹰翅和蛇尾的女人。她会问路过的人们一道谜题，答不出来的就会被她吃掉。终于，有个叫伊底帕斯的英雄解开了这道谜题，人面狮身兽便自杀而亡。
Conversation. I guard the entrance of the city of Thebes. No one can enter the city without solving my riddle.
I am willing to take the challenge.
I will eat you if you answer the riddle wrong.
A real man should not be afraid of taking a risk.
As you wish. Tell me, which creature goes on four legs in the morning, but walks on two at noon? In the evening, however, it walks on three legs.
The answer is human beings. We crawl on hands and legs as a baby. When we grow up, we walk on 2 feet. And then we walk with a cane in old age.
Oh, correct! I cannot believe it.
人面狮身兽的谜题。
我守在底比斯城的入口，凡是想经过这里的人就得答对我的谜题。
我愿意接受挑战。
要是答错的话，我可是会把你吃掉哦。
真正的男人就该勇于冒险。
那我就成全你吧。告诉我，什么动物早上用4只脚走动，中午时却用2只脚走路，到了晚上却是用3只脚走呢？
是人类。 当我们还是婴儿时，就是用双手双脚爬行，长大后便用双脚走路，年老时就得拄着拐杖行走。
啊，答对了，我真是不敢相信。
单字和片语。
Riddle，
谜题、谜语。
Monster，
怪兽、妖怪。
Ancient，
古代的、古老的。
Egypt，
埃及。
Mythological，
神话的、虚构的形容词，名词为
Mythology，
神话。
Egyptian，
埃及人，名词。
Figure，
塑像。
Temple，
神殿、庙宇。
Royal，
王室的。
Tomb，
坟墓、墓穴。
Spirit，
灵魂。
Destruction，
毁灭、破坏。
Eagle，
鹰。
Whoever，
不管是谁，无论什么人。
Solve，
解决、解答。
Guard，
守卫、护卫。
Entrance，
入口。
Challenge，
挑战。
Risk，
风险、危险。
Creature，
生物、动物。
Crawl，
爬行。
Grow up，
长大、成长。
Cane，
拐杖、手杖。